Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. More answers, more Jesus, more fun. Hi, this is Elaine Kohanowitz, and today I am super excited to have just an awesome group of women with me who are involved with the homeschool co-op that we started, I want to say like 8 years ago. We'll talk about it. I can't remember. I've slept since then, but I wanted to introduce them each to you. So we're going to start to my left, and this is...
I'm Audra Neth, and I helped Elaine start the co-op 8 years ago, if that's what we decided it was. And we started it in her house, and we just had come together because we had seen each other around the community and decided that it was a good thing to start in our community because there wasn't one. So that's how we met.
Cool. And then next is?
Holly Barrows.
And Holly, tell us a little bit about yourself. How many kids you have and how long you've been homeschooling?
I have 4 kids, and my oldest is a freshman and my youngest is a preschooler. And so we've been homeschooling since Jake was in 4th grade. So I think that's 6 years.
Wow, time flies.
Right? I just counted.
Yes. 6 years. So, and we joined the co-op that same year, being new to homeschooling. And it was definitely a lot smaller. It's grown a lot. But you guys had already moved out of your house, so it was a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And next is?
I'm Katie Roseborough.
And how many kids do you have? How long have you homeschooled?
This is our 5th year homeschooling, and I have 5 kids.
Awesome. And next?
Delia Smith. I have 6 kids. This is my 6th year homeschooling and 4th year with the co-op, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So Audra has 3 kids. I didn't let her tell you. And I think that we all qualify then as homeschoolers because we have more than 2 kids.
I barely made it.
So Audra and I are kind of reminisce a little bit about how the homeschool group got started, just because we want people to maybe hopefully be inspired, you know, to do this yourselves, because you can do it. There's a lot of resources, and it really just takes the desire. I'm trying to think of how we met.
It was through an email group, I think, originally. Okay. Like, I think that's where I started seeing your name pop up a lot. Because did you start that Yahoo group?
Yeah, well, not... I personally didn't start it. There was another mom that I was doing... we were doing just play group type stuff for homeschoolers. Right. And like PE at the park and stuff. Okay, so that's how we got kind of connected.
Yes.
I will say that we actually did know of each other before that.
Yes, around the community.
Yeah, because we had girls that both did softball. And I just have to tell you this story because it's so funny. Our youngest were like 2 or 3 then. And her daughter, every time we would go to the softball game, she always wanted to beat up my son.
That's funny.
And they were like 3. Needless to say, it was funny. But we didn't really get to hang out because we always had to keep the kids apart. Just so you know, they're like 9 now and they're really good friends.
Yeah.
But it was pretty hilarious. Yeah. Okay, so we probably met through the email group and did the park thing a little bit.
And then that's what got us rolling, communicating, talking about homeschool and co-op and the need, because you kept saying you felt like you would put things out on that group and just hear crickets.
Yeah.
And so we were like, where are these people? And, you know, we see their names on this group, but where are they in the community around here? Or are they from other towns? And how do we pull us all together? And that's when we started. That's when we start talking about the co-op.
Yeah, and I remember being in your house. Like, I literally remember where I was sitting and where you were sitting and just talking about doing a co-op. Because we had been involved in co-ops, and I always liked them, but they were just far away.
Right.
You know, so, like, you never saw those people. Other than co-op, yeah. So it was really hard to build relationships, especially with the kids.
Right.
As friends, you know. But had you been in other co-ops?
No, we had never done one before.
Okay, so here I was trying to convince Audra to help me start a co-op.
Freaked me out.
Yes.
Like, what?
She was a little freaked out, I remember. And I was, like, super excited about the idea. But we really didn't know how to get it started.
What that was going to look like.
Yeah, yeah. So then we I don't even know. We finally pulled the trigger because I want to say it was like second semester of co-op. Because you know how usually you start a co-op in the fall, but we were like, we've met a few people. Let's just see if they want to do something. Mm-hmm. So we got together around my kitchen table, and we basically had like, I want to say we had like 3 or 4 like classes.
Yeah.
In quotes, I should say, because they were classes, but it was just all the kids around one table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the way when we started. That's the way it was.
And what did we do with the little kids? I don't even remember.
Just other moms. If you weren't teaching, you would play with little ones wherever we were at. Because I remember Anna Mae getting kind of noisy in the middle of classes and stuff because they were just kind of there. We played with them quietly. And yeah, they were just kind of there. Yeah. Or a mom might take them outside or whatever. But
and so I think the other kids were like, I don't know, like maybe first grade to 8th grade or something? Weren't they all kind of in that, like...
Yeah, it seems like they were.
Yeah.
It seems like they
were. Or maybe even a little higher than first grade. I don't remember. It might have been like more like 3rd grade to 8th grade. But they were like enough, you know, in the same, like...
To lump them together.
Yeah, to lump them together.
Yeah.
I don't remember a whole lot about what we taught, but I do remember that my friend Laura, who's an electrician, came and taught them how to do electricity. And we made, like, lemon batteries and stuff.
Yes. It was awesome.
And that was our first foray into asking people in the community to come teach.
Yeah.
I think. Yes. So, okay. So then the next year we had it at my house. I want to say that we thought about going someplace else, but we didn't really have enough people to pay for it.
Right.
You know?
It was going to be more money too than we thought.
Yeah.
I think we started price checking and were surprised at how much it was going to cost. So we wanted to get more people to split it up.
Yeah.
So
we just decided to stay in the house.
That second semester.
But it grew.
Yeah.
And a lot.
Had to get out of the house.
Well, it grew even the second semester. Like we were like, I want to say we like at least doubled.
I think we doubled.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second. To 10.
To 10.
Because the first semester was 5 families.
Oh, 5 families and 10
that first
families.
Semester,
yeah,
we,
that sounds about right.
We didn't have the first hour. I remember we all met at the gym, and we had homeschool PE at the gym, and then we all congregated at your house after that.
Oh, that's
and we
right.
had, like, 3 classes for the remainder of the day,
now
I think,
at
your house.
That. Yeah, because I had this, like, really big vision that we would, like, have school, like, all over the community, you know?
Yeah.
Which actually... We did.
We did
do that, actually, for a while. And then it kind of... We kind of got away from that a little bit more, probably because we just had more space, I don't know, later on.
Yeah, because we would go, well, we did, because we went down to the local sewing store there with Mrs. Hevelow, and we had a class in her shop for sewing, and then we would go out to the Litton Center for things, and then we went quite a few places. We went out to the lady with the cabin here in town.
Oh, yeah.
Cabin.
And
we
had a welding class that was at the local mechanic shop.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did make it a community.
I know, that's funny stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We also did, the next 2 years ended up being in my house, actually. It just kind of worked out that way. And we just used different rooms. But I remember that's when we started getting high schoolers, because I had one that was moving up. So I think that was really one of my other big visions, besides the fact that we would be all in the same community having, you know, co-op, but also to have a really good high school group. Well, we started out with 3.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very many.
No, it was really small.
But I remember one of the classes was we got the local emergency management guy. He ran the ambulance service, and he did like emergency services kind of class.
Yeah.
And each week they would do something different. Like one week they learned CPR, and then the next week they went to the fire station, and then but they also did some like prepper type stuff where they learn how to cook and you know like emergency like preparedness I guess and they did, and he was awesome, and I literally never met the guy. I talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, that's how we got all these teachers.
Yeah,
because Elaine was not afraid to just go out in the community and just walk up to random strangers. Oh, what you're doing is really cool. Could you do it? Well, the guy with the snakes. Didn't you do that?
The
guy with snakes.
Who works at the grocery store.
Works at the grocery store. Class.
And he was like, sure. I wish I had that kind of bravery now. I don't know why it goes downhill when you get into your 40s.
<That's funny. laughs>
So yeah, and so then we finally were like, we have to get out of the house.
Yeah, since we were in your kids' bedrooms doing sign language.
Yeah. So we literally, like, so just so you know, if you ever want to start a group, like, what we literally did was we just called around the community and tried to find a place. And we've done that more than once because yeah. Delia helped with it, you know, mm-hmm. in more recent times. Yeah, yeah. So we finally found one that was said we could be there, and the rent was actually really good because mm-hmm. they, you know, wanted to help the community.
Right.
So the rent was, like, super reasonable.
Yeah.
And then, so we ended up at that church for 2 years. And is that when you started, Holly? Mm-hmm.
I think I started.
Did you start then, Katie?
No.
Okay.
I think I started that first year that you guys moved there.
To First Christian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How long were you at First Christian?
2 years.
2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we loved it. The people, they were really nice. The church was really nice to us.
Yeah.
We kind of just outgrew it. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we wanted to look for a gym. So that was part of the reason we started looking, which we still, after that, didn't find one with a gym. But that was part of the reason we were talking about how nice it would be to have, to be able to utilize a gym.
And weren't the classrooms, like, really small?
Some of them were.
Yeah.
So that point, I was always just in the nursery, but I remember looking, thinking, it's so tiny.
Yeah.
That was definitely one of the other reasons we switched to the next building, because it had more classrooms. Mm-hmm. So 2 years in there, and we did a lot of cool things in that, though, because I think we did the Countries and Cultures class in that.
Yes.
Didn't we, in that church?
Yep, we did. Mr. Norris would bring
he was the art teacher.
Yeah, the ceramic wheels or whatever, and they would do their pottery.
Yes.
That was awesome. Yeah, we had an awesome art teacher that came in from the outside. Mm-hmm. And then the gal that did we had a Countries and Cultures class where they brought in people from different countries, like immigrants that live in Kansas City, and then they would talk about their country, and they bring food from their country, you know.
You did that in OSCA, too.
Yeah, yes. I did it again later. Yeah, that's right. I will say that the gal that did it first was, like, I think the class was more awesome. Because she knew a lot of people. Yeah, like, she had ties to the immigrant community.
That is neat.
Yeah, and she brought some really interesting people. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, some of the cool stuff that we wanted to do, I feel like, mm-hmm. as a homeschool group.
And a couple different times we had retired music teachers, so we had awesome music programs because we had two different times we had retired music teachers that taught for a while.
Yeah, and
really cool.
Well, you guys have one now, right? But he's not retired, but you have an outside music teacher.
Yes.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we did that, and then we ended up in another place for a couple years, which was kind of similar, I would say, in size, actually, but it had more classrooms.
Yeah.
And super welcoming.
That's how we started there. Was we started the conversation, and they were just so open to it.
And that was actually not just a church. That was a school.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. It was more set up for us because it was like a school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it was easier.
And I think they really wanted the synergy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, the homeschool with the private school.
Yeah, I mean, because they had it set up almost where the school that's there is very homeschool friendly. They invite them into sports. They do.
Right.
So, and it works well because we were meeting on the day they didn't have classes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were a 4-day school week. So it was a really good fit. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't, I think, Delia, were you the one that kind of asked about this building that you're in now, that you guys are in now?
Yeah, because they had just finished the addition and it's huge. And we were so tight in that. Mm-hmm. That building was just great, but it got so tight, those classrooms, and we didn't have any room to grow in size of classes or even number of classes.
Yeah.
There wasn't a gym, which is hard in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, any cold months, they were in that sanctuary, which they had pews at one point, right? And then they took them out. And so once the pews were out, it was much nicer for PE, but I just remember feeling like it was still not ideal.
It wasn't ideal with the instruments being right there.
And you had to walk past all those classrooms on the bottom floor. Any person trying to go anywhere, you'd walk right past all the classrooms and our kids that were in. Mm-hmm. We all had little ones in the pre-K class. And they could hear us in the nursery, and they would just run back.
I know, yeah.
Yes.
Well, the nursery didn't have a door.
And they had toys you weren't allowed to touch. It was... It was definitely, yeah, it was good, but it had its drawbacks.
Yeah, but sharing the space was hard because we were going in and touching their stuff, and their teachers had everything set up, and so that was hard, too. They were very generous about it, but yet, you know, we still had little ones, and they touched things, and so that was hard sharing a space.
Yeah.
And we had to bring everything in and then take it all out.
And lunch was crazy when it was...
Yes.
Cool. And because we would set all those little tables up.
In the walkways.
Yes. It was fun. I think the kids probably have great memories. And it was so good.
Oh, I have good memories.
Well, I met all of you guys at that building.
Because that's when you started, right, Katie?
Cozy. Yeah.
Yes.
We both started the same year, didn't we?
We did. I don't know. Was that your first year?
2017?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Then, yeah, that was my first year.
Yeah.
And your first year?
Yes. Yep. We just moved here. I think we moved here. I think we got
California.
Our first class was... the 11th of September, I think, and we got here the 7th from California.
We literally had just moved.
Crazy. Yes.
She didn't waste any time jumping on leadership either.
Yeah, we were so thankful.
We're getting pulled on to God.
I just think if you're, like, it was a great co-op, and we'd had a great co-op in California, but I always think, like, if you have things that you would like to see, you don't just go and say, oh, well, how about you do this or how about you do this, but actually be a part of it and help. Because it's just hard, you know, when you're leading something and somebody's like, oh, well, this would be better. This would be nice because, and not everybody's able to help, but that can be sometimes burdensome. So,
right.
I don't know.
You're like, if you want to do that, go right ahead. That's what we always say.
That's where I feel like if you, yes, agreed.
We're 100% behind you. So, Katie, you've jumped, you and Holly, though, like, you guys really, like, you didn't jump into leadership officially immediately, but you kind of did because you really jumped into helping with the younger kids right away.
Yeah.
And that was so cool.
I feel like you guys have led the lower elementary from the beginning of.
Yeah, like, they have for a long time. Yeah.
I know, and now it's kind of sad that, like, I definitely want to teach a preschool kindergarten class next year because... That's Luke's last year. So it kind of feels weird. But I was even going to think, too, like, back to the smaller building, it was hard. But you know what? Like, you really saw everybody.
Yes.
You talked to everybody. We were closer. So it just felt like I knew everybody.
Yeah.
Where now, like, the building is so spread out, which it's a blessing, and I love it. But, like, sometimes I could go all day without seeing somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do think, like, our friendships... grew because of that.
Because we were stuck
always
in that
seeing each other together. And we watched each other
in a circle,
kids.
Trying to keep the kids in a circle.
Trying to keep the kids from escaping the room
on that rug. It was like keep them on this rug.
We brought snacks for like every 20 minutes.
Yes, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh,
that's how you keep a preschooler on.
Oh, I don't know. I did that one time at an Awana's meet that lasted all day, and then my kid threw up. So
it might only work for a couple of hours.
So what were, like, so Holly, when you came in, like, well, I guess just what's been your experience? And I should say really quick, so now Holly and Katie are, like, officially on the leadership team with Delia. Delia kind of jumped in a couple years earlier, I think.
Yeah, I think this is my third year helping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And Audra and I have been, since the beginning, we actually did have other leadership before, but they've kind of since moved on. But again, Holly and Katie have, you know, helped so much. So what's been kind of your experience?
Well, I think that... I mean, so we started as soon as we started homeschooling, and I can remember just worrying about, especially Jake came from public school, so he knew, like, what recess was all about, and that's what I heard about all the time. So I remember thinking, we've got to find something that, like, he can do with other kids, which obviously, you know, you kind of want that anyway, but I just thought he was really going to miss that. And so when we joined the co-op, it was great. There wasn't a bunch of other boys his age.
Mm-mm.
But, like, you girls, I think you guys as girls as girls, he just jumped right in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been great. And now, I mean, I feel like the Lord has answered all of our prayers as far as, like, I can remember praying, like, oh, please just bring some friends for him. And then your boys showed up, you know, and all of my kids have had friends, and I've made great friendships through this. So I think, I mean, I can't imagine not having our co-op. Like, we would really have, a whole. And I do think sometimes too, like I've heard other homeschool families say things and it's like, we would might, you know, be in a not loving homeschooling as much if we didn't have a community to come to.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's the
thing. Because you get kind of burnt out of it.
Yeah. And that's the thing where I can talk and they have friends and it's just a day to look forward to. And then the breaks are great too because you look forward to those. And, you know, so it's just, we love it. I don't know. I mean, we would be very lost without it.
Yeah. I feel that way.
Yeah.
And I think that's great advice for anybody thinking about it or coming into it is find a community. And it doesn't have to look like a structured co-op.
Right.
It just needs to be a community that you see a lot. It can look however it needs to, just for moms as much as the kids. That's one of the
Definitely,
most important
yeah.
things from, you know, preventing burnout and that kind of thing, just for encouragement.
Oh, yeah, because we know people that are busy that don't have time for a co-op, but that are part of, like, you know, just homeschool groups that do social outings or field trips and stuff, because not everybody finds a co-op to be ideal. I don't think I could ever, I don't know, we've been a part of a co-op since we started homeschooling.
That's what it's
and that's why we jumped into it immediately after moving, because I knew that's how my friend or my kids are going to make friends.
Yeah.
I would get to make, you know, friends hopefully, and it would just be that encouragement that you need and kind of just other kids your kids' ages that are, you know, in a similar place. And
just for fun classes, too. You know, like,
yeah.
I think that's what I've loved about the co-op is that we've been able to just focus on academics at home.
Yes.
But then when we come here, it's like PE and music or art or ASL or karate.
Yeah. Karate,
or,
yeah.
You know, whatever it may be. But it's something that's different that I would not probably be doing at home.
Yeah, I will say that because I've taught a few drama classes here.
Yes.
And especially, I would say any drama class probably, but definitely the improv drama classes is just so awesome because the kids just, they totally let down their guard. I mean, they become almost different people.
Yeah, you were good about pulling that out of the kids.
You were good about pulling
that out. But it's just so fun because especially with the, I mean, any age is fun to do drama with because I've gotten to do classes with, you know, little kids too and big kids, but I feel like that, like, fifth, sixth, seventh, it's just so cool because they're also, like, self-conscious, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when you get into improv drama, like, you just sort of have to throw that out of the window immediately.
Yeah.
And so they just drop the, all that, and then they're just friends,
yeah.
You know, because they have to act silly and be stupid
right.
and say the wrong things mm-hmm. and stuff. And so it kind of just, you know, gets rid of that, like, pre-teen,
helps
teen
with
angst.
That laugh at yourself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Katie, what's been your experience?
I guess when we decided to homeschool, we did not think we'd be a part of a co-op. I don't know. It just wasn't, like, in my plan of homeschool.
Yeah.
I just didn't know much about a co-op. But I knew Audra from our kids went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of chatted with her a little bit. But still, our first year, yeah, we didn't join the co-op. And then
we met in PE.
Yes, we met at PE in our boys just mm-hmm. really hit it off.
And I kept saying,
cool. Yes.
You've got to come to co-op.
Yes.
You've got to come to co-op.
She reeled her in.
Yes. So, then we joined. And, I mean, my kids have loved it. Now I can't imagine doing homeschool without co-op.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
They love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I feel like we just have such a good community from
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
very
awesome.
Good experience.
So, Delia, instead of telling you about your experience, I want you to tell us a little bit about the differences in, like, the co-ops that you've been involved in. Like, what do you like and not like?
So, they were very similar in nature. They, you know, it was meet once a week, have classes. The other co-op, I didn't help almost at all. I had two little ones in nursery when I started. And then I was almost just enjoying my time with my little ones that they had never got me on their own because my other kids all had me when the older ones were in school and here my little ones were and I'd been homeschooling most of their lives, so they didn't know what's it like to have time with mom. And so I just was more, you know, doing that. And then...
Well, I think that's a good point, though, because
yes.
there are a lot of opportunities. Like, because
yes.
it's one of the only places, you know, where you can get... I mean, I suppose, like you said, if you did, like something at a gymnastics studio
yes.
or something like that. But like even for a field trip, you're still taking
yes.
everyone with you. So it's like one of the only places where you can get a break
mm-hmm.
to either hang out with your small ones or do homework with one of them or spend time with yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was similar. We met once a week. I don't remember how many classes we had, but it was a full day, and we did lunch. And it was definitely, I think, more structured than this one in that, like, they made everybody attend once-a-month meetings, and it just seemed like it was a little bit more, I don't know, like, there was an interview process, and you had to know a mom that was there, which can, I think both sides can be good. I was actually even thinking about that this morning. I saw on that homeschool leader, you know, there was a homeschool co-op that they were sending letters to deny people entrance, and I thought, I almost feel like being a Christian co-op that's welcoming as long as people are adhering to our statement of faith is giving us the opportunity to be Christ-like in maybe people's lives that aren't necessarily plugged into a church or maybe don't know if they, you know, like don't have a relationship with Christ. And so we're getting to be a part of those kids' lives. And some of the best classes I've had have been a mix of kids that you can tell they're going through something. And these kids, even if they're all in homes that are Christ-centered, these kids might not necessarily be Christ followers. Yeah, yeah. And so that's been the difference. Like being here, I really was nervous to start teaching because I hadn't really done that. I had been an aide at the old one. But I think I tend to be more administrative. And so that's why I kind of was like, well, I can help in that way. And then I just, I don't know. So it's been.
And we were like, thank God.
I don't. Right? Because by the time Delia came on, Audra and I were like,
well, you guys had
burned
grown
out
so much, too. Like, yeah. I can imagine all those years, and it was the two of you. And I guess you said you had other people helping intermittently or whatever. But and we do have high school helpers that do a great job with high school leadership that, you know, because I don't think
So, like, in addition to these four that kind of oversee everything, but you guys are mainly over the lower, like the eighth and lower. But we have two other leaders that are just over high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it made me think of a good point. When we first started this whole thing, we said we wanted it to look like a ministry. Mm-hmm. We wanted this to also be a ministry, which gets tricky. It does because there's, you know, you don't want to, like she was talking about, her other co-op turned people away and there was an interview process and all that. But we tried as hard as we could through the whole process of just putting our statement of faith out there and saying, you have to adhere to this. I mean, they could go home and not really believe it, but they could come to our co-op if they adhere to it, and they don't teach contrary to it.
Right.
And so I felt like we've always kind of kept it, our doors open to anybody, you know, as much as you can.
Yeah,
you know.
So a little dirt now. So when we first started, it obviously was small, so it wasn't that big a deal. But as it grew, so a thing that came into play, which I think was a weakness of mine, was that I had been involved in both Christian and secular co-ops, and I really couldn't decide what we should be. And so we kind of weren't anything, which kind of worked okay at first.
Uh-huh. But then In a small group.
Right. But when we got into our first, like, building, that's when Holly started coming, it was a disaster. Because we didn't have any kind of documentation at all then. It was just like, anybody could come, because I'm a very welcoming person, but it didn't work out at all. And by the end of the first year, like, our leadership team, I think it was the first year we were in that building.
Yeah, it was.
So they were literally ready to mutiny.
That's funny.
And so I got some really bad advice from another friend, because I was like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, well, you should just tell them the way it's going to be, which I did. And then they all said they were quitting. Which I'm really glad I can laugh about now, because it wasn't very fun at the time.
Yes.
But thank God. I mean, we were all believers, and there was a definite mix of personalities, I will say that. So, I mean, honestly, it was kind of impressive, but we all came together, and we were like, let's figured this out.
Yeah.
You know, and we all came together one day and we had a meeting and we prayed and we really just talked through what everybody was feeling, and we came to the conclusion that we did want it to be a Christ-centered co-op. And we felt like then the way to go would be to just have the handbook or have like a statement of faith and have rules, and everybody had to sign that when they came in. And we actually took another co-op's, like,
they let us have their documentation, I guess, and we just kind of tweaked it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. After, I mean, it was just like a bazillion times better after that. Oh, yeah.
It made a huge difference.
Yeah. So it kind of was cool, though, because it's like you said, it kept that kind of welcoming.
Right.
You know, like stance, because we talked about there was a lot of leaders at that time that were like, we need to cut this off, you know, like we need to just have people we know and
right,
you know, only people that we, you know, think are going to be okay, because we had a lot of issues. I mean, people mm-hmm. weren't showing up, they yeah. just wouldn't come.
Mm-hmm. Child just decided, oh, it's just homeschool co-op, I don't have to do anything they tell me to do homework wise or participate or yeah.
Right.
We ran into a lot of,
we had teachers that were great but their kids were terrible. And then the teacher was like in class and there was no, we couldn't get the parent, you right. know, because they were busy. And we just had it was so many problems. I feel like probably if you were just a member, you might not have really noticed.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
That's cool.
I didn't
know any That's of that cool. stuff was going on. But as far as the leadership, like they were all just like dying.
But you know
what
I mean? Probably you know now because you hear it all.
Yeah. But
you
know what? Well, they were putting out fires all the time.
Don't know.
Which was really
I still
bad.
Don't know. Oh, right. On leadership now.
But yeah. Doesn't that make you feel better? Because sometimes I feel like, are people looking at us like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Like when there's things that pop up and you're like, oh, but maybe they just don't know, and so maybe that's a good thing.
I don't think they totally do.
Yeah. You know, it can be both sides, I guess, because then they don't realize how much we're doing. Right. And at the same time, it seems more flawless than we think it
does. Which is awesome. Thing, though,
that I will say that you two did that was great, too, that I think was such, like, great example is not only the statement of faith, but like the statement of trust or whatever. Because I
yeah, we added always, that in.
I've
later.
Always felt like this group of moms, and you get women together, and sometimes it yeah. can get, you know, snippy or whatever for different things. But I feel like that has never been the case because it's always been like you go to the person or you come to leadership and leadership handles it. Like, I don't feel like, and maybe I just don't know.
There was one issue that you guys had years ago, right? But that's the only time there's ever been an issue between two moms in the co-op, right?
Yeah, that was rough. And that's why we did
the trust. So that wasn't there when that happened.
No. See, all these things, as they happened, we would implement a new document that would help.
But even just the document, though, was great. But it was even your two attitude and how you handled it, though. Like, it was never a... There was just never any place for gossip. You know what I mean? Like, it was, you talked about a situation maybe, but it wasn't like just a, I've just felt like this group has never had that to where it's just like a sit down and
anybody's trying to make somebody else look badly or look
at
them.
It's just to resolve it. Yeah. It's just to walk through it and resolve it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I think is what's another thing that's made this group really good, because it's like, okay, that was handled and it's over, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're just continuing to be bitterness, or maybe somebody saying, yeah, I can see how she shouldn't have done that. You know, just those things that can
That's
add
cool.
something on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was from my outside perspective before I
That's really cool. Yeah.
started.
Well, I definitely think that, you know, the documentation definitely helps because it like gives you a backstop, because you're like, well, look, you knew coming in.
Right.
We don't do this. You know, we're not going to go around talking about people. Like, if you have a problem with that person, you're going to go to them directly. And if you can't solve it, then we'll help you. But, you know, we're not going to. And I like that because it makes you feel like.
It's easier to confront someone when you can say, you
knew this
has been our policy. You're aware.
Right,
and we're just, you know, reminding you. But it's not putting it on you to, like, convince them that somehow this was right to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, I do think that we've always tried to make it feel welcoming, though. I know Audra came up with the idea of doing worship at the beginning of the day, and I never really would have even thought of that.
Well, we had come from a Christian school who did it, and so I missed that from the school, and I said, okay, let's take what we love from there and, you know, implement it here. And so that's how I came up with that. I'm like, we really need to do this. It just starts everybody's day out right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's been really, really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to circle back around to another topic we kind of hit on was the high school. So we had 3 kids in the high school. And I don't even know how many we have now.
We're actually a little, because of COVID, we lost some numbers. We have 16 this semester. But honestly, with the number, I think we have three graduating this year, which is awesome.
Oh,
we always,
that's cool.
You know, have a couple or at least one graduating each year. But we have for sure three girls moving up. All of our eighth graders are girls.
Oh, yeah.
So those three girls are moving up. And then I know we've heard from at least three families. So I bet you we have over 20 next year.
Yeah. And I want to say we've been around
right
that
around
range.
There. Yeah. We've been right around 20. And that's, you know, kind of just guessing.
So I always felt like we're in like the Kansas City area. So there's a lot here for homeschoolers, really, like compared to, I'm sure if you were in a smaller community, but I always felt like the high school part was a little bit lacking in like what was available as far as like actually getting together with other high schoolers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that hard to find something online, you know, but, and so that's why we really tried to develop, you know, this program. And so kind of I know some of the programs that do just more extracurricular type stuff, but we found that it was really hard to keep high schoolers if you only did that, because their time is just like, you know, it's just more stressful because they have to get all these credits in. And then on top of that, as a parent, you know, you're trying to figure out how to get all their credits in because you can't teach them everything at the high school level. There's just no way. And so the take that we've had is to do more of like core classes. I think sometimes we'll throw in an extracurricular because like we have PE,
yes.
right now.
Yeah, PE or martial arts right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But we usually have like some kind of writing class and some kind of science, so in a lab. And then usually sometimes it's history or government. They did a Socratic seminar one time. That was really cool, like current events and stuff. But I think that has been really, really good, don't you think? Do you guys have high schoolers in there now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. My oldest is a sophomore.
And I have a freshman.
And I have a freshman. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice, too, because I think that, I don't know, there's like this unwritten thing where people will be like, are you really going to do high school? Are you really going to homeschool through high school? Like, people just think they can't do it. But then I think that, which, and I never really necessarily thought that. But at the same time, like, if you're part of a group like this, and it's like, we had chemistry, and they did chemistry labs, and, you know, Mr. Kimple helped so much that it's like, it's almost like this, I can do this, we can do this. You know what I mean?
Because
you get that support a little bit. So that's been really nice. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice.
Yeah, and we have brought in people from the outside, because mm-hmm. sometimes it is harder to teach
like
a high school class.
Also.
Yeah, art, that's true.
Yeah, we have outside martial arts, art, science for the high school, and then music for the younger kids right now.
Mm-hmm. For outside teachers.
And then, like, I know one year we had a really good economics teacher for the high school that came in. We've had people, like, other grandparents and parents do physical science, biology. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what we've brought in for high school. But just to kind of encourage you, like, if you don't have somebody to do it.
Speech. Mm-hmm. I think we brought someone in for speech.
For speech,
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, and that college prep course, it was technically, she had gone through the co-op as a student, right? And then graduated.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was a college graduate and came and taught the college prep course maybe two years ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was awesome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the welding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that was high school.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, you know, if you can't find it, or if you don't know it, you can probably find it. We've done some other, like, video-driven ones, too.
That's what I was going to say, too. I remember we talked about that a little bit at the meeting the other day, like, just having something that's got some videos, too, where not everybody's having to buy their own video and do it at home. You can kind of do it together.
And accountability.
Fun.
Well, and science.
And it's accountable, yeah.
To buy microscope and slides and everything for your kid to do biology, and then they're doing it at home by themselves.
Right.
So like, much. I mean, there might be a kid out there that would just thrive on that, but
mostly it's a lot more fun to do it together.
Class.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the expense goes down.
Yeah.
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 And chemistry.
Oh.
I can't imagine. Like, I did okay in chemistry, but there is no way after looking at it that
no.
I would
It was a blessing to have.
And I think that's why that meeting like you guys just had of the high school moms is so important every year. Because it might need to look a little different each year depending on all the moms that are coming together. And you can do that. You can change it, you know, because you might realize that there are three or four of you moms that really need something for your freshman or your, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that meeting is so important because it can look a little different each year if it needs to. I mean, I think it's good to have those staple classes that they depend on being there every year, like you guys have done, but then you can tweak the other ones to, you know, certain kids' needs or what they have left.
And that's pretty much what we did. It was like, well, would somebody need this class or would somebody need this, you know, to try to really give all of them what they needed, kind of. So.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of other, like, outside events, too. Mm-hmm. So when Holly came in and with Delia, they did field day, and they're still doing field day every year. Roped into that.
That's fun. That's the one thing I did do at the old co-op. That was, like, the one thing I planned field day.
Field day?
It was so much fun. I just remembered as a kid in school, that being, like, one of my favorite days of the year. Yeah. And I just, like, I thought these kids would love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not super crazy to...
And that's an event that we open up too, that doesn't have to be just co-op. And so sometimes that's a great opportunity for like other families that maybe can't do it or haven't done it or thinking about it can come to that. And that's
We open up some events to homeschoolers that aren't a part.
Yeah.
We've done lots of holiday parties.
Yeah.
We pretty much always do a Christmas party, don't we?
Yeah, we did.
I say that because I'm not, like, in it this year. This is my first year to not really be here. So I'm just kind of helping here and there. But, but we've done Valentine's parties. We used to do Valentine's parties. That was a big one.
Yeah. We did at the skating rink for a couple years.
Ice skating.
And then now we're so big, we just kind of break it up by class the last 2 years.
Yeah, do it here.
Yeah,
it
little games, really good. Snacks, exchange.
And that's such a neat thing. That's one of those things that, I mean, you could do something for Valentine's Day by yourself for sure. But like to exchange the Valentine's and stuff is a lot more fun to make the boxes and do it as a group.
And we have a science fair next week.
That's
awesome.
We've
done economics
fair a few years.
We've talked about Wax Museum. We haven't done that yet.
Maybe in the fall.
Maybe next year,
And having this building has made it so much more conducive to doing all this. You know, before we were always seeking out other places, people's houses, and, you know, the bigger we got, the more that wasn't super feasible. And so this building has been a huge blessing. Like, we think about where we started and now this building, it just opened so many doors, and they're so flexible and so awesome. They're so accommodating. And the other people that we're sharing the building with, it seems like a great mix of people who are all, you know, doing a really good job of trying to share this space. And it's just awesome how the church has opened it up to the community. It's just been amazing.
It's
made our life so much easier.
Oh, yeah. Having a facility to go to is a really big deal.
Yeah. It's huge gym.
Like, I mean, for extracurricular things in addition to...
Yeah, cool. Indoor. Yeah, but we have... I mean, we have the parties here where, like, they have their classrooms that they're in. If they're doing Valentine's or Christmas party, we did little crafts in the classroom.
Oh, and we have a nice big kitchen.
That we can serve food out of.
Yeah.
But then even Showcase, there's room for, you know, we either Fellowship Hall or gym if it was
too big. So tell them what Showcase is.
So what, like a mix of, like a talent, not a talent show, but like each class, you know, it varies every year. It's whatever the students have learned that year and just kind of performing. So martial arts does their belt testing.
Oh,
neat. Drama, there was plays. Yeah. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
You could totally come back and teach the 5th and 6th grade.
Everyone missed the 7th and 8th.
I know.
You were like the perfect person.
Yes.
That was fun.
I know. When you were talking about it, I thought, man, that's fun.
I can never do it, but it's fun.
And we haven't had a class like that since.
No.
Since then either.
Yeah. But then
we've had music, choir performances.
That's true. And like the pre-KK, sometimes we'll sing cute little songs. And then classes will have displays, like the science fair. They'll have their science fair projects, or at least their poster boards on display. They'll announce the winners.
That's neat.
Uh-huh.
We did an election.
Yes.
Oh, that was fun.
We had an election government class last semester along with the presidential election. And so then they had an election to vote for a 8th grade class president.
Oh, wow.
And so, or no, junior high class president. Yeah.
And they gave speeches.
And there was a voting and they made lofty campaign promises.
They couldn't keep. That sounds about right.
Yep. I think my son had promised a donut to everyone and I was like, you realize you're going to spend like $70 on donuts. And he's like, I will give out a cookie. So, yeah. Already being a politician.
That's hilarious.
And the high schoolers have done, they do events. They have movie nights.
Our high school leadership has started something this year that has been pretty awesome. You know, we haven't been a part of it every week. We live pretty far, so to come back here. But they've invited the middle school and high schoolers, and they've just been doing these creation-based videos that they watch sometimes on YouTube, or they'll have somebody come in sometimes. I don't know if they've done that yet, but they have snacks for them, and they just stay on Fridays for like an hour and a half so the teens can hang out together. And
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's been really nice. I think the kids really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And you know,
but it's such a treat to get to hang out.
And they have movie nights. Nice. Christina's done literature for the last couple of years and done a movie night when it, you know, when they would finish whatever book they're reading and
they'll watch the movie.
Yeah.
Have pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know we've done some game nights.
They even do a Valentine's party. Like they all bring snacks and they'll play games and they like it and they do it. Same thing at Christmas. They have a little party and we've moved Showcase because they do want to be a part of it and be able to, you know, watch at least, cool. even if they don't have anything they're doing. And art, when we have our outside art teacher, they have all their art stuff on display.
Yeah, some of the high school art's really good.
Oh, yeah, sculptures and their paintings. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you guys so much for your time, and thank you for sharing. I know that it's going to be really, you know, big encouragement to someone. So thank you guys for being here, and I hope you really are blessed by it, and maybe you can share it with someone else that would be too. So if you're looking for some more resources, I actually am going to put links to the documents that we used or that we do use in our co-op so that you can use those. Also, if you need to, you're welcome to take them and modify them and use them for your own group. Also, I wasn't sure if it was clear in the interview, but I was involved with the co-op up until this year. So this is the first year that I haven't been there. My kids are all in school now, public and private school at this point. So I have been helping out here and there just a little at the end of the year this year just for fun, and it's been such a blast. But I hope you got a lot out of this. I hope that it really encouraged you, and please share this with a friend if there's anything in there you think that will be of help to them. And don't forget to visit us at Imagine Mom on the web, on Facebook, on Pinterest, and on Instagram. Have a great day.